For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the deal, man? We back, man. Back on Fig, man. Double stream today. Yeah. So don't worry about nothing. Got my boy Dreamer on the building. What's smack? What you got?
We in the building.
You hear me? Six up. You hear me? Before I even get started, because I can't cuss. We got the host T-Rail in the building. On this beautiful Monday, we got another host. We doing it back to back. No, we can't even say back to back. We doing the what did he say? Big three. It's big three.
Yeah,
we doing the big three right now. We got my boy Dreebo, man, in fucking building.
Yeah, man.
And we got the computers running itself. Ain't nobody behind the computers today.
Yeah,
we got it doing itself, man. Terrell, what you got for us?
Man, you know what I'm saying? Big Orange is in the chat, man. Big Orange is in the chat one time, man. Special guest here, Dreebo.
Yeah, we in here, man.
Dreebo, man.
With the
invisible computer.
Yada that green. Hey, my nigga sounded like K-Dot when y'all first met him. Floyd, hold up, I gotta figure a dude out. Hey, come to find out, he's a good individual, a good man, though, you hear me? And a talented man at that.
I was showing my rap bag at that point.
You ain't heard a motherfucking song by Dreebo.
I used to a lot of them. He got that summer song where they was in the pool. I know a lot of Dreebo. Dreebo put in work, and I was one of those dudes to see it and be like, okay, I'm
fucking in the video.
No, I've never been in none of his videos because I believed in him. To be on Death Row, come over here. But that video, as far as particular, that video in the summertime, I would have loved to have been in that video. I think I was on tour or something like that, but I would have loved to be in that one
that
for
was a
sure.
Dope one. Shout out
that,
Traffic.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out him and Traffic. That video went crazy. They had the whole pool
in the morning.
Filled up with all the bitches.
You didn't want to be in there.
No, I was out of town. I was on tour when that happened.
Oh,
yeah, I would have loved
that.
That's why I said, no, I wouldn't have been in the pool. I would have been on the bitch ass cheeks in the morning. That motherfucker's a classic. For sure.
That motherfucker going up.
Man, last time me and Dreebo been in here or did anything was
the other spot.
The other spot, but just you here by yourself. Oh yeah, it was on Jumper.
Yeah.
I gave this nigga an interview, man.
Shout out to the details, man.
He said I wasn't doing nothing for nobody.
They said he wasn't. Nigga looked out for me.
How'd that go for you, homie?
Shit, it's cool. I mean, motherfuckers fuck with it. I think that was a dope, you know, we touched on a lot of dope stuff in there. You know, it's funny. I actually took a little piece. So it's on the interlude for my album with music on there.
From the other, they gonna click you.
We gonna make a new one today. You better change it.
You was going hard with your music shit.
Nah, I'm going crazy right now, man. I really just been locked in, getting this stuff out. I just dropped an EP called The Lobby. And then working on the album that's coming in June, ideally.
What made you transition it over into like podcasting or, you know, just hopping in front of the computer and then fucking around?
I mean, it was something that I kind of wanted to do for a while. I saw y'all going up. That inspired me to kind of jump out the window more. And then me and Tiny had talked about it, like, just years prior and just never really did nothing about it. Just, like, we talked about doing some shit in the sports world and then just kind of never really ended up doing it. And then it just was perfect timing.
That window was there.
One day I was on stream on some shit. I was actually, he popped in on my live. Mm-hmm. And I was just on there fucking around with the music shit. Basically, what I be doing now is, when I do pop on there. And then Tiny was like, shit, you got the shit. Let's stream. I'm like, fuck it. Come on for Thursday. Let's do it. And then we just started doing some
fucking around.
So you and Tiny still, what happened to the podcast y'all had going with the talking about the sports and stuff?
Yeah, so.
You don't do that no more?
Nah, so I stepped away from that to focus on this music shit more.
Oh, you just stepped away, like okay, I'm gonna cool out on this and get my music, then bounce back into that.
Because it was taking a lot out of me.
Right.
You know what I mean? To do that. Was only doing it once a week.
No, we was doing twice a week.
Oh,
and then we was doing numbers on the board. That's when it went to once a week.
Yeah.
But it's just like I got a lot that I do within my music shit. So it's like I'm a one man band. Like nigga, I got merch. I do it all myself.
You design yourself.
I do everything myself. So it's like I got that. I do myself. I got. I was at the restaurant, which I'm not doing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the time, I was writing music. So last year I did an album for Paramount for like TV and film and shit. So I was doing that as well in the midst of all the shit. And so I understood like how I felt when I was stretching myself that thin.
Oh, so it's kind of a little stress. It was kind of getting to you.
Yeah, it was just a lot. I was doing a lot. So now as I'm reviewing everything I'm doing, I'm like, I can't really. I'm only one person, right? And you only got 100 to give. So if you're giving that much to so many different things, something's getting left out in that. So you're it's like,
let me focus on one thing.
Because right now I'm in a moment with music that I may not get back.
Mm.
And I'm really like, I got a lot of momentum right now. I'm creating music that I believe in. It's like people are starting to catch on. Things are starting to hit in different ways than they have before. And I'm like, if I give 100 to this, it could be the catalyst for everything else that I want to do.
I mean, because we still here. I mean, because you still can utilize us. So I know you didn't thought about that. Like, you know what? Let me put 110% into this shit. And then still utilize the homies that really, like, you know, is deep into this shit. You know, back on Fig. You did the stream with Six, and then which I thought was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that shit was fun. I really went over there to go in the studio for real. Like, I'm gonna stay on street till you get here. I'm like, all right, fuck it.
And that's dope. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, still got Pun, still got AD. You know what I mean? Like,
nah, for sure.
You can do anything. You feel me? As far as the marketing aspect and utilizing us, that's the good thing about this shit.
Y'all the new press run. You feel me? That's why I dropped the EP. I love that.
You said that. Everybody been telling us
y'all
that,
the,
like,
y'all
when
the
we
new
do the press
run,
we want to come on back on Fig. Like,
for
you feel
sure.
me? Like, we got to tap in on that podcast and come let
you
the world
to,
know that
me?
This was going on. Because when I fuck with you, Dreebo, I remember you the first person that I know in life and reality that I really could say I know did that, made a song for every day, 365 days a week. Like, you did that. You get what I'm saying?
365.
He did a song every day.
I thought you said 365.75.
No, I said 300. I said 365 days a week, 7 days a week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there
that's
go,
what
there
I said.
Go,
like,
365,
that,
7 days
that,
a week.
Yeah, that's what I said. And that I know personally, like, that did that. Like, you feel me? I know probably other people that did it, but I know him.
People ain't really caught up on that still.
Yeah, they still sleeping on that.
The crazy thing is, when I did that, I kind of knew, like, all right, this is a future play. This is, like, for my legacy type shit. Like, this I kind of knew, like, all right, I'm probably gonna get overlooked in the moment of this. You know what I mean? But I think as people start to learn my story, they start to go backwards and look into the discography that I got, it's like, oh shit.
Yeah, they'd be like, ooh.
You gotta respect
it. Was going crazy. And it ain't not trash home.
Exactly. No, God.
You know what I mean? I Shut the Fuck Up was a part of that. That's my biggest record by myself to date.
And what happened with the restaurant, man? Why you lose focus on that?
It's the same situation where it's just stretching me thin. And it's just like...
That's a family-owned business, though, right?
Yeah, for sure. My pops still over there.
So
you know what I mean?
Like,
he's still doing his thing. Nah. I mean,
everybody. Like, fuck!
It's not... I mean, it's like, hey, I believe in what I'm doing with this music. And so it's like, I know if I give everything to this music, I'm going to get an even greater reward and then have an even better opportunity to help or go back and do different things that I'm trying to do. You know what I mean? Because I don't think being a part of a restaurant or owning a restaurant is something that's not in my future.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I could make this music pop the way I think it could pop, I can do it on an even greater scale.
Mm.
So you just woke up one day, you're like, you know what, man, fuck everybody.
Nah, you know what's crazy? Because it ain't even like that. But like, in over the break, like December, January, I just, you know, I was in a period where I was reviewing and shit my whole life, for real, for real. I was damn near about to not make music no more. I was getting ready to fucking say, fuck this shit, like, because I've been doing this shit for a long time, and I feel like the music part has always been there. I've been great at that. But in today's climate, today's world, like, it's, you got to be a different type of, like,
image wise,
you know what I mean? You either gotta be gray, a character, maybe, super entertaining, go do
maybe
crazy
a little
shit.
GPS.
You know, it's a lot of different shit. It's a lot of different shit going on. So for me, I'm like, damn, like, I just felt like the music always been there, but I wasn't really getting it. So I was just in a point where I'm like, fuck, all right, what's the deal for real? Like, you know what I mean? And that's kind of just where I came. Like, I'm like, man. Shut the Fuck Up had the best year that it's had 2 years after I released it. Like, different shit is moving. I'm in different circles. I'm working with different producers that are of notoriety of where I want to be. And I'm like, I got to pour into that. And that's going to make everything better.
So did the producers finally start hitting you up or what?
I think it's just...
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Part hitting you up and part being in the room. So, like, even like this project I just dropped, The Lobby, The One, which is, you know, the record that's going crazy right now, that's produced by the Fisticuffs. They did a bunch of Janae Aiko, Miguel, like, smash hit records, like, multi-platinum, all the shit. And he ran across a fucking Instagram ad that I was running on Shut the Fuck Up. I mean, he just liked the song and then followed me on some shit. And then we tapped in.
It gotta be a blessing somewhere, because it's, you always just running into some shit. When you running into some motherfuckers, it's just sure. Like, it's some crazy shit. Like, that's how we got Damian Lillard in this motherfucker.
Same shit.
It's just like, even how the fuck Damian Lillard coming
the
here?
The homie that's about to pull up, Keon, like, same situation where he came across Shut the Fuck Up, tapped in, we locked in, we going to the studio. And then next thing you know, we recording that fucking Dr. Dre house.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Dr. Dre walk in or what?
For sure he walked in.
So,
and I'm like, yo.
Fuck you niggas in here doing my shit.
Nigga, turn the record on. This shit better not be trash. Y'all getting your asses up out of here.
What happened was they was making the beat. The homie Keon, shout out Truce too. They was making a beat, and I was just writing, so I was just locked in. I'm kind of mad too, because I wanted that. You know, you don't never think you're gonna. I never thought I was really gonna meet Dr. Dre. So in the moment when you meet him, you really want to be like, damn, are you Dr. Dre? Let me get a picture of the whole shit.
Yeah.
But I was just so focused on like writing crazy, because I know where I'm at, and then I'm like, I gotta kill this shit too. So I'm like, I'm just locked in on writing this record, and I'm like, oh, what's up, man? Hey, nice to meet you, babe. I'm Dree Bubba. And then it was just quick. And I'm like, damn, I gotta look back like, damn, I should have.
I ain't even getting no conversation.
Better, you know me? I but me. I was just so locked in, bro. I ain't gonna lie. And I made a cold record. Yeah. It's one of the records I sent Six too. So
you a better man than me. Right, what's happening, man? Bro, I'm a cold.
That's what I wanted
to
do.
I'm crazy right now, nigga. Stay tuned, nigga. Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
You feeling all this stress? You ain't got no kids?
I ain't got no kids.
How you feeling all of this stress? And you ain't got no kids.
Shout out to homie Keon. See, this is the homie.
You know what I'm saying? What's the deal, man?
About.
Big Keon in the building, man. Hit the horn for my boy one time, man. Yeah, man. You can take a seat right there, G.
This the homie. That's how I ended up meeting Dr. Dre.
Oh, okay. So that's right Dr. Dre partner right there.
Yeah, man, he the guy.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
shout out
down,
my guy.
I'm gonna ask you a few questions. You know what I mean?
Super producer extraordinaire right here.
What's your name, brother love?
I'm Keon, bro. Keon Williams.
Don't smack Keon this T Rail, you know what I mean? It's the host. I'm the co-host, man.
Love what y'all doing here too.
No, for sure. I appreciate it, man. Black on, for sure. We appreciate it. So how did you meet Dre?
You all right?
Yeah.
Hold on, water. Let me.
He said, "You all right?"
Let me plug your mic in.
There we go. I don't tell many people, but like, Dre is actually my uncle. So.
Oh, like that's your mama brother or your daddy?
Yeah, that's my mom's brother.
Oh, you deep rooted, Paul.
Yeah. So, it's gone back to day one.
Woo! Wow, that's tight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you, legend,
so,
man.
So you heard one of my boy Drebo's songs when he was doing the ad, and you tapped in with him, and that's how the whole little collab with you and Drebo became.
Yep.
And then y'all went to Unk House, and you like, nigga, come on, nigga, you better
live.
Yeah,
actually, so, I mean, yeah, like you said, Instagram is just a crazy place, social media in general.
Big platforms.
Yeah, I seen the ad. And I was like, man, this nigga kind of remind me of Nate Dogg.
Yeah,
that's what I love.
And I was like, yeah, that's super legend. But
I take it.
You don't hear many people like that.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? And me being a producer, I'm always looking for the new sound. You know what I'm saying? And like the new generation. So I initially invited him to one of our studios in Sherman Oaks
mm-hmm.
called Record One.
Right.
And that's where we initially like really got in.
Yeah.
We just started creating there and stuff. And then... I'm working with Dre a lot, so I'll be up at his house, and he's got the studio there. So I think like one of the days we had finished up working there, and I was just trying to cut traffic because I live all the way in the valley and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just told him to pull up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we ended up there, and then my uncle came down while we was working and stuff, and then that's how, you know, Drebo kind of.
So did you have to tell him like before he came like, got this nigga named Dreamo for the car for you? He cool though, huh? I'm telling you, look, here goes Instagram. He's a good dude. Hey, you know I come in peace, huh? You alright, bring him through.
It's not like that. I mean, like I said, it's family, so it, you know,
he trusts your opinion, your judgment.
Mind you, I tell everybody, I've been doing this discernment thing, you know, since I was a kid. So.
Right.
You know, I've always had to be conscious about who I bring around, not only my family, but just myself in general.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know how it is. A lot of people try to take advantage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, anybody I bring around, like, you know, everybody knows. I don't need to really, you know, say much about the character or anybody that I bring around.
Yeah.
So, but it was just more of a natural thing. Like, I don't even think that he knew, like, we were downstairs working or anything like that. He just ended up coming down. And it just kind of naturally happened like that.
Well, that's so, dope. That's dope. Yeah.
And aside from, you know what I mean, Dre being his uncle and all that, like, this nigga's super dope in his own right, too.
Right,
right.
Like,
you know, I mean, I fuck with him because it's like, he not only produces from the standpoint of making a beat, but he's also, like, a vocal coach and a fucking master, like, with arrangement. And just pockets and knowing where to put certain shit in the song or sounds.
So
shit.
He was basically like, Drebo, hit that note a little higher, nigga.
Say it in that way. What if you replace that word with this word?
Like, okay, you know what I mean? Y'all fucking around.
Just I can't tell the singers how to sing. You know
right,
what
right, right.
I just, you know, I tell them what I hear, and then they probably pull it off way better than I could even imagine, so... That's been our relationship, you know, in the studio as far as, like, just getting in. Like
yeah.
I said, I bring up some beats if I already got something made.
Yeah,
he likes, sure. It's there. If not, we create some new stuff off the rip. And then we just go in. And he's, like, incredibly fast at writing, too. So it's, like, a lot of people, you got to give him the beat, let him sit with it and do all some other shit. Like, he's just... I can curse on here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. he's just like, yeah, my bad.
Nah, you good.
Yeah, he's just fast. Like, I'll put up a beat and then, shoot, like 30 minutes.
Okay.
I'll leave the room, go have a conversation or two, come back, and he's like, you ready? I'm like, hell yeah.
That's
and
dope.
And it's just like that. And then, yeah, of course, as the producer in me, I'm going to be like, maybe what if we tried saying
tweak
shit like this
a little bit?
And I'm not always right. You know what I'm saying? But it's all I always say, everything's worth a try.
Facts.
You know
what I'm saying? Hey, I got an artist. I want you to check him out, man. Mm-hmm. Like, for real, for real. Go look up T-Rail and the RJ. You know what I mean?
Hey,
you, you can do it. Hey, take him over there to the little thing and give him some motivation. You know what I mean? Because he's hard. He right here, too. He right here. Look up him and RJ. All you gotta do is tweak him. Yeah, he's gonna go crazy. Take him over there to Unk House, you know what I mean? He gonna get his mojo. He gonna go crazy. That's my artist right here.
Shit.
I mean, you are so the reason why, you know what I'm saying? He quit on his daddy and then
quit the podcast world.
Why you gonna do me like that? We're putting pressure on.
Yeah,
and the producer must have been crazy.
Nah, man, this nigga said quit on his daddy.
That's a crazy conversation.
Hey, I ain't coming back no more.
Bring it. Yeah, he quit on his daddy.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. We didn't put a face to it now.
Right. Now we know. Right. Right, man. He was hitting them keys. Yeah. He was like, bitch, I'm quitting tomorrow.
No, he like this, Terrell. Trey just came in on my section. I ain't come back to work. I made it, bitch. No, you know what's
crazy? That shit happened like last year. Like, when was that? Like May or something?
Yeah, like, it had to be like
May. That was a while ago last year. You know what I mean? So it's still like, I was still doing everything I was still
doing. You got that epiphany.
Yeah.
It came to me.
Nah, I just think of Dre. That was last year today.
Right.
Quit.
Right.
Nah, but things, it's like the shit we was just talking about, which even brought that up though. Like, just shit just be happening and you like, kind of unexplained and it's like, it meant to be type shit. So it's just one of those things that give you another ounce of confirmation that you going in the right direction as it pertains to this.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So even aside from that, I've been working with Mike and Keys. That's another thing where I'm like, how did I end up here? Like, you know what I mean? And it's just like, I'm locked in. But
I gotta get bro in here too.
Hey, that's what I'm,
I gotta get bro in here too.
Y'all should do one of the pull up things.
The pull up joint.
They got a dope spot. I think it'll be,
I was there with Buddy.
Dope for you. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was there with Buddy and we had did some shit.
I think
in
that
there.
One was Mars though.
Oh damn, that was Mars.
They got another spot. They got another spot that's dope too. Where I think one of them like pull up interviews you'll be doing. I think that'll be fire with them.
Yeah, that will be cold. That will be cold. That will be cold. But I'm glad you know what I'm saying. I felt like you made the right choice.
I feel
you got to believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying. You got to take that chance and get out there. You never know what happened because you'll look back and be like, fuck. Like I said, you ain't got no kids.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You got kids.
No kids.
And then once you get the kids, you're gonna like, fuck.
Yeah, I took every opportunity I could and just. Dealt with it and do it.
Everything changes when you get kids.
Facts. I mean, kids is a blessing, but everything definitely do change, man. It definitely do change. A lot of shit I feel like I should have been doing when I was younger. I be giving a lot of props to, like, you know, Duno, like, you're only 23, 24 years old.
Yeah.
And just to be doing what he's doing at his age, it's, like, ridiculous. You know, I just went to two sold-out comedy shows.
Two of
like,
them back-to-back.
Two of them back-to-back, 24 years old.
Shout
like,
out Duno.
What the fuck was I doing?
Bullshitting around in life. Bullshitting around.
That's how I feel about this music shit a little bit, because I got a late start because I was an athlete my whole life. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to go to the league until I was about... Nah, I was an athlete.
I'm still an athlete, first off.
Hell no.
You
I can still run, jump, backpedal.
We all can run.
Yeah, so Draymo, it's
you bigger
fast.
Than the house now from high school and middle
still,
school.
I can still
you
move.
You ain't got it.
You ain't got it.
You ain't got it.
I can still move, bro. You have my overalls right now.
Right.
I do got my overalls.
It's over. Cancel Christmas.
I do got my overalls. I'm on Cat Williams 4-4 edition. Stop playing. Set it up.
We need to get everybody 40 times.
Come on. Run the Olympics.
We need to get everybody 40 times because everybody swear they be.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm definitely
crazy.
Going under 5, easy.
You think you're going under 5?
100% under 5, easy.
On what? When you say go under 5?
40-yard dash. Seconds? How many seconds? You can do a 40-yard dash.
I'm under 5, easy.
A 45 dash?
A
40-yard dash. I'm doing that
2 minutes.
5, not hard.
2 minutes? I'm lightning, nigga.
In my heyday, I was running 4-4. So if let's say now, I probably get like 4.
You for sure 5. In your heyday?
I was 4-4.
How many years was that?
19? Yeah.
Nah, my heyday was like 23, so like 10, 11 years ago.
Yeah, 10, 11, 12.
I can still run about 4-7, 4-8 right now. I can for sure pull out a 4-8.
Because if Cat Williams did 4-9.
Yeah, I'm cooking, Cat.
With that form?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we all 4-7.
Ain't no turnover. Oh, he all dragging his foot.
Shit, I might have a 4-3 in me. Shit.
Yeah, we can see
and
that.
Hand time faster than electric, so I'm gone.
Well, I can't do the hand, you know.
No, I'm just saying, like, the hand stopwatch time. Nigga said, I can't do that. For real. I was, you know what I mean? I was playing football and shit, man, you know. I thought I was finna go to the league, and then injuries got me, but, you know.
What type of injuries you had?
Torn labrum twice. I got 2 screws in my shoulder, and then 2 meniscus tears.
What?
Yeah.
You was trash.
I had 4 surgery. Nah, I you know what's crazy? I won a Division II national championship.
The whole team?
Yeah, with Pittsburgh State.
Yes, I'm saying individually.
I was like, cooking on that motherfucker. Individually,
stats. Drebo stats.
What was your stats? Let's get to that.
Go look him up.
Trying to do you.
You feel me? You talking about stats?
Oh, so your shit on the wire.
I got highlights, man. You feel me? But I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. Huh?
What year at Pittsburgh?
Yeah,
2011.
Oh, we finna let the record play. If your stacks ain't up there, you're trash.
Oh, we know this nigga ain't did shit.
I got tapes
life,
to so show I ain't trash. So of course he know that part too. Hold on,
no, of course he know. Oh, that so part. Too. I never attempt. I never created that I was a basketball football player. I'm a hyperactive nigga. I never said that I was good in sports. I was good in the streets. I was good in everything else.
Yeah, we only lost once. We should have went undefeated, though, but Washburn.
Damn, y'all lost once? Y'all almost went undefeated?
Yeah, we won the national championship, though. We played on ESPN and shit. It was cool. That's dope. It was a cool experience.
Shout out North Carolina, though. You know what I mean? South Carolina. Damn. I almost thought they was going to do it. I was rooting for Caitlin Clark.
I kind of was, too. I ain't going to lie. But then it's like the black coach and black team. I kind of like, ooh,
was in a tight spot. I was like, am I sports or am I just going for race?
But because South Carolina won in South Carolina won in 2022, because they won in 2022, I was like,
yeah, they got a three banger.
Yeah,
I
kind of wanted Caitlin to go.
They got a three banger. Oh,
this nigga done pulled up the shit.
Hold on,
Dreamo, that's you?
I'm looking at one thing. This is you no right letters.
Here. This you right here.
Yeah.
You was ugly than a motherfucker, bro. That do not look like you, bro.
Oh, shit.
Wait. Dreebo, you was ugly as fuck, dog. Like, wow.
Damn, my nigga Dreebo playing.
Nah, he was doing his shit. He was in the game.
Nah,
you
know I was doing it up, man.
Nah, that's dope.
I come from a family of football players. Like, my brothers, one of my brothers went to University of Washington. One went to Cal Berkeley. And so.
Who went to the NFL?
My brother that played for Washington, he went for a little bit, but...
What's a little bit?
Like a summer type shit.
He made it there.
He made it for a little bit. He was playing for the Jaguars for a little bit.
That's so hard. But, he played for the Jaguars for a couple months?
Yeah, he was there. That's tight. Well, he was there right till preseason. They only cut him because they needed a D tackle and some shit. Like, because, you know, the NFL politics, if they need another position and they got three of these, they're going to take one from there to put.
Yeah, to put right there. We got three of y'all, so I'm going to take you.
You feel me?
Take him to put over there.
It don't matter if you're good or not. It's just numbers.
I get it. I get it for sure.
So what's going on with the music, man? You feel me? Like, what we got coming up, man? What's the plan, man? Because I know you got your super producer here with you. You know what I'm saying? Because you always got to have that.
Yeah.
You always got to have
for sure.
That one person you locked in with.
Yeah, I got a group, too. So it's like, he's one of them.
You got a group?
No. Just like
a group of producers.
Yeah, you feel me? So Keon's one of them that I work with a lot, that I like working with. The homies AP and Chuck, they supposed to be here. They're the Census. They produce Shut the Fuck Up. I work with them a lot. And then now just kind of expand into different people. Like, shout out to Fisticuffs, working with them. Mike and Keys, working with them. And just kind of spreading my sound in different places, you know?
Do you feel like releasing music? Do you feel like you want to release whole projects or just singles?
Now I'm back to whole projects. Because I feel like 365 kind of gave me an audience.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I feel like I've kind of got an audience, I want to give full projects and, like, listening experiences. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to give out packs of music and really solidify myself with bodies of work.
Let's go.
I mean, sometimes when I be feeling like you don't have as much leverage, I be feeling like it's nothing wrong with just dropping songs until they actually really, really, really ready for that shit.
Yeah.
The actual project. Because I be feeling like putting your time and energy into that actual project, a lot of people don't be, you know, they don't appreciate it enough.
That's true.
They don't appreciate it enough and appreciate it the way you might want them to appreciate it.
For sure.
But and like you telling me, all the songs that you didn't just told me about, they're actual songs that got you an audience and got you fans. So why not just keep doing that real quick?
Yeah.
Until we build that up into, you know, a project.
That's a good approach, too. And I think I'm going to always be like an artist that'll drop singles, too.
Mm-hmm.
But like for that standpoint, that's why I'm trying to like work with different producers and people and drop like hooks off and verses off and shit, so that way my sound is still moving in different areas. while I'm, you know, building my discography and solidifying myself with different bodies of work.
So, when you with those producers, you sometimes riding too?
Yeah, for sure. And like I just, like the other day, I just did a hook. You know what I mean?
And somebody might come in there, might want to fuck with it.
You know what I mean? And you just kind of never know where it go. Like, the first time I worked with them, we was working with Baron Davis, and I did like two hooks on some project that I think he about to drop soon. But
is it coming out?
It's supposed to come out this year. We're gonna see the, you know, how music go.
Damn, that's crazy. Do you ever want to get those hooks? You be like, man, nigga, you ain't use that shit. Nigga's been 6 months. Let me get that.
Nah, for sure. I'm trying to do that with one hook right now. Cause I talked to the homie the other day. He like, I don't think I'm gonna end up using it. I'm like, ooh, let me see what's up with that motherfucker.
Yeah,
I might try to get it on my project, cause that thing is crazy. It's a smash in my opinion.
How did you come about the backseat riding? Shut up, bitch. Hear you backseat riding. Like, what was the whole concept for that shit? Because I really fuck with that video. Like, nah, that's a banger. That. Yeah, summertime, for sure. That should be on Power 106, 92.3 to beat. It should be running. I'm talking about pool parties.
So the radio,
it should be going. Like, I fucks with that. What had you come up with that with you in traffic and then y'all came together and made it happen?
Yeah, so part of it is like the record with me in traffic, the In the Morning, the one you talked about earlier, mm-hmm. that kind of gave me like, oh, like this melodic shit, this singing shit I be doing, motherfuckers fucking with it. So I kind of took that approach with Shut the Fuck Up, and I was getting ready to do 365. So I made that probably like late January. And it was just a period where I had different people, like whether it be family or just outside people, kind of like, hey, you know what you should do? You know what you should do with the music on some shit. And so that song is kind of like a testament to motherfuckers that's going to tell you what you should be doing, right, but they ain't never did what you're doing.
Like, apply it to yourself, motherfucker.
You feel me? You know, so, yeah. And that was like just, that's kind of what that was song about. I kind of made it more like relatable on a grand scale, but no, that's the underlying concept with that one. It's just dope. Like, you know, niggas gonna always tell you what you should be doing or how you should do something, even though they ain't did it.
I swear, I can't say I hate them people, I don't like them people. If they be like, you should have did this on the podcast, like, well, won't you do it then, bitch? If you can do it better than me, go ahead and do it and let me critique you and see what you're doing. Now I can just be like, oh, okay, you're right. But until you see where I'm sitting, it's like, don't talk to me.
And it's one thing to give a suggestion, but you just got to be mindful of how you, like, relay
and present it to a person.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean?
Present it to a nigga like you just know. Like, I could have did that, nigga. I would have said, no, you wouldn't. Shut the fuck up.
And there's a difference between saying, like, what you should have did is, and, like, hey, if I was in your position, this is what I would have did. Maybe you try it, it might work.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's two different approaches.
It's fair to say.
Yeah, because people critiquing you, man. Like, how are you? Or how do you take it? You know what I'm saying? With people, you know, having like fucked up shit to say, basically. Because I know a lot of people can come off kind of negative.
Yeah,
kind of rude. Do you? You know what I'm saying? Like, does it kind of mess with you?
Nah, not really. I've trained myself to not give a fuck. And I understand that, like, everything ain't for everybody. So if, like, somebody like, oh, your shit trash or that's weak, I'm like, okay, cool, because everything ain't... This nigga's out here that say Drake is trash.
So that's unbelievable to me.
I can't expect everybody to love me.
That's like, fair what to say, we talking fair about? Fair to say.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
Like, he has a 747.
You know, like, what we talking about?
The
like,
music doing something. Shit, if he's trash, then shit,
I need to be trash. Exactly. So it's like, I take that approach to it. And as far as, like, constructive criticism, I listen to everything. So even if it's, like, even to the backseat drivers, I'm still going to hear you out. I may not apply it, but I'm going to hear it because sometimes it might be me. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be the way I was listening and not the way you was giving me the message.
Are you more so a J. Cole fan or a Dot fan?
Dot, for sure.
Believe it.
Are we just saying that because we in L.A., nigga?
I mean, yeah, I'm a little biased for sure, but also I think I watched it. You know what I mean? Like, I watched Kendrick from zero to where he at, just watching
the process.
Yeah, like, not that I was in the studio, but, like, I knew who he was before fucking Compton. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I was in college, and my roommates was from L.A. So when Good Kid, Mad City dropped, we having a listen party in the living room.
Listening party in college, great.
In the living room, that's you feel I me? Mean? Like, when Good Kid, Mad City dropped.
And so how do they portray me and you, Terrell, for, like, me I'm gonna just use me for example. For me, a dude that knows Kendrick, that been in the studio from the same label. Now he PG Lane. I'm PG Lane. You know what I'm saying? Like truth in the detail. Yeah. Like how do that come off for us though? Do they make it look like we've been biased?
For sure.
Or no, it's not. When I'm like telling you, like, this is my homie.
We definitely
okay.
being biased.
No, I'm not.
Though.
If I'm telling you, this is my homie. By the end of the day, I fucks with his music, and this is what.
Like, I fuck with J. Cole too, though.
Yeah, I don't. Same. I can't tell you a J. Cole song right
J.
now.
J. Cole got some shit.
Hey, I know he do, but sure. I know the radio shit. I never went and said, "Let me purchase a J. Cole album on iTunes or Apple Music."
You should fuck with it. He got
no,
some shit.
No, I understand that, but like I said, I never did. Like I hear it on the radio. Oh, that's J. Cole. But Doc, I really got in my playlist because this is really my friend. It's really my homie. It's really somebody I look up to and fuck with. For sure. So that, that makes me biased.
A little bit.
Yeah, it is biased. It's biased just because you know him. Like that's automatic bias, just because you know him. You know what I mean?
I know this nigga on PG Lane,
which is cool though. It's not
that's bias, right?
Yeah, no, not to me. I just I know him.
I mean, I'm from the West, so like naturally, I'm gonna be like, if I'm looking at a nigga from the West versus a nigga from anywhere else, I'm gonna pick the nigga from the West. Just
yeah,
cause
fair
I'm
to say, but it's just like just because I know him, but I don't know you, so you can't be mad at me for me not knowing you and not knowing your music.
You can't, but it's
and
okay.
And me not critiquing your music, like.
Yeah, I hear that.
You get what I'm saying, though? Like, it don't even make sense.
I feel like biasness ain't, it. You know, it's not always bad either, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
what
if
I'm,
you got
yeah,
a homie
exactly.
that, like, let's say the nigga make clothes, but it's not shit that you would really wear, but you still buy his shit, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're
that's
right.
That's kind of biasness, but, yeah, it's for you sure know, bias. It's support, you know, type
and
shit.
It's support at the same time,
but Kendrick
though.
Is, Kendrick, my favorite, you know,
artist.
Out of the rap niggas right now, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
and
right.
I know the conversation of hits come into play, and if I had to be honest, all biasness aside, Drake got more hits than Kendrick.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But
everybody,
if we talking
really.
About the art of rapping,
I don't believe that. Well, I'm biased.
You know what I'm saying? I feel it though.
Yeah, that's how I look at it when it comes to rap, like just specifically
Kendrick
rapping from him. Like tone to delivery to word to cadence, like mm-hmm. to me. And nobody's touching Kendrick ever mm-hmm. in my
and he's built on music.
But the reason why I say this because like you said you fuck with Drake, right? Over to Kendrick, right?
As far as his
as far as his though, but Drake got ghostwriters. Kendrick writes his shit.
Now that is a good point.
You get what I'm
that
saying?
Is,
so like, I'm gonna get like intelligent
fair,
on y'all
that's
real
fair
quick.
Point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then if we gonna be, you know what I mean? Let's just mount it up because it can
right.
be a wobbler or it can be huh or huh.
Right.
He got a ghostwriter.
100%
writing his shit.
100%.
So how you feel about that? If you want to say that, oh, the lyrics and all this, like,
well,
let's
that
get
goes
that.
Back into the art. Like if we talking about the art of it and the actual, you know, art of rapping,
yeah.
not the art of making hits. It's
yeah.
two whole different
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah.
So the art of making hits. If we, I mean, if we really think about it, like Michael Jackson, even he had a Quincy Jones. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Every hit got fucking.
And then you had Prince. He was doing all his own shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's like we always heard Michael Jackson everywhere. Wasn't to say that he was better at just like the art of writing than, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, in that conversation of, you know, Drake does have, you know, ghostwriters and stuff like that.
Plenty of them.
That's part of making hits.
That's part of making hits.
All hit records. Part of making hits is writing it yourself too, though. At the same time, let's keep it clean across the board. Part of making hits is I wrote that, I did that.
There's less hit records There's less hit records with one writer than a hit record with 10 writers.
But I hear you and I feel you on that. But at the end of the day, I feel like the how you doing, King? How you doing? I feel like, all right, I feel like if you wrote your shit and that's you, you should get way more credit than just because somebody wrote it for him and he got more hits. Like, no, like, I did this on me, not on somebody else's time.
I feel that.
Not on no. I did this, nigga. I sat there and put blood and tears. He didn't. He went and got the paper. Oh, this sounds good. You write this, fit me.
It ain't even a paper. It's the whole record. They got the tone for you and everything.
Right. No, you doing it up, man.
That's all I'm saying. I'm going to leave that alone. Back to Terrell, what you got?
100%.
That's good bias.
I also feel,
though, that's part of the art of rapping.
Yeah.
Because if somebody writing all their stuff, if we going bar for bar on just putting Drake and Kendrick in a room by themselves and doing their shit, I'm taking Kendrick.
Okay.
Yeah, for
Kendrick
sure.
is that.
So you know if you saying? Put Kendrick in the room with Drake and did somebody writing Drake shit, you're taking Drake.
Not necessarily.
Let's get it. Come on, make it make sense to me.
Okay, well, let me make this point. This is what Q was talking about when I think a DJ Head asked him who was better, Death Row.
TDE.
Now he just brought up a great point. If you put Kendrick in the room with they biggest artists, with the Snoop Dogg, and see who's gonna make a better record out of the both
by themselves.
Both by themselves.
He cooking.
Who's gonna be better?
Kendrick. I'm going Kendrick too, for sure.
I'm going Kendrick.
By themselves. If you put Pac in a room with Kendrick.
Yeah, exactly.
If you put Pac in a room with Kendrick, I'm taking Kendrick. By themselves. Who's making a better record?
I'm still
making a better record now.
Let's get that Pac and Kendrick.
If we talk about just rap
by themselves.
By themselves. With Pac and Kendrick.
If they talk about just rapping, he's killing the whole everybody.
Okay, so we're talking about better song.
Death Row's done for the night.
Think so if we talking about better song, I'm going to take Pac.
Why?
Better song?
Why is that?
Yeah, if you put Kendrick and Pac in a room and who going to come out with the better song?
Yeah, show me your narrative. Why?
I think I'm going to take Pac because I feel like Pac just got that way of fucking saying shit that can relate to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Kendrick do too.
He do, but it's
what have you missed on the Kendrick that you couldn't relate to? Let's just get to that. I'm not saying
me specifically. I'm from here, so
no. But like, I'm saying a lot of his shit though, because you just said because you can relate to Pop, but so what can you not relate to?
What I'm saying is like saying somebody sing better than somebody else. You see what I'm saying? So like, yeah, Kendrick can do that too, but I just think Pac does it better.
Okay, then. Let's go here. Who's the best storyteller?
Storyteller.
I'm sorry, y'all. Mm-hmm. Who's the best storyteller out of Pac and Kendrick?
Ooh.